Hello and welcome to the Mal and Johnny Show. This week we've come to the Wales Millennium Centre. Haven't we, Johnny? What have we come to see?
Yeah, we've come to see Elio Pace doing the wonderful Billy Joel songbook.
Fantastic.
Fantastic show.
Yeah, and we've also been joined by the very glamorous
Alwyn
Rees as well. So it's going to be a good show.
She's hiding.
Let's go in and meet the man himself, shall we?
Why not?
Come on. So here we are. We're backstage with Elio Pace. We're just looking forward to the show tonight. They've got the riff-raff in as well. There's all the wood there. There we are. Yeah. So, I mean, you just come back from Dublin?
Belfast two nights ago. We had a day off yesterday. Last night we were in Carmarthen.
Right.
And we're looking forward to the gig tonight. It's going to be amazing.
Was there a theatre in Belfast next to the Europa Hotel?
It was a 5-minute walk.
That's where I stayed there, yeah.
The one you're thinking of is the Grand, the Opera House.
That's right, yeah.
We played Ulster Hall. Absolutely gorgeous.
Johnny's played everywhere. So we're looking forward. We're going to leave you in peace. We're going to find our seats. I might even just nick a little bit of the show.
No, please, nick as much as you like.
And then Johnny and I, in our podcast, we'll review it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We're really proud of you, because it's not an easy job to sell these big theatres. Inspiration to us all. So there you go.
Well, thanks to you guys. Thanks for being my inspiration. This guy here, Mal Pope, are you kidding me? One of the best songwriters in the world.
No, please.
Just for the record, I listened to his album.
There you go.
He makes a record every week.
And they're all brilliant.
Thank you. Right, we're going to go and see the show.
I'm going to get my suit on.
You get your suit on. All right, we'll see you later.
See you later.
Bye. Johnny, we're in. We're in the back row. We're actually next door to the sound guy. So we've got great tickets.
Look at that. It's great. Fantastic.
Nice clean stage. Grand piano right in the middle.
That's it.
Looking forward to it.
How big is his band this time?
Oh, I don't know.
About 8 piece last time, I think.
But that beats, I think.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Let's enjoy it, shall we?
We look forward to it. Okay. Say it couldn't go on the American way.
So Johnny, it was a wonderful night, wasn't it? The Wales Millennium Centre. Did you enjoy?
Oh, fantastic! Second time I've seen him, and he's unbelievable. What a piano player and what a singer!
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You take it up. Billy Joel's coming himself, isn't he? And in August,
but only one show. In Britain, anyway.
Sold out.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'd be loath to watch it because I don't think he'd be better than him. No. You know what I mean?
No, and the thing is, it's not a takeoff with Elio, is it?
No,
it's an interpretation, and also it's lovely to hear all the stories in between about, you know, when he does the classical versions of the songs. He's saying that Billy Joel wanted to be a classical musician. And then he doesn't just talk about it. He does it, you know.
He plays it
perfectly. Well, you turned to me at one stage and said, oh, listen to those chords, you know, because it's not a 3-chord trick. It's not a status quo, is it? And that's what Elio, when he's able to do it, you know, because that's when he played them, you know, the rag thing.
Yeah,
it's hard, it's fast. So you can play that. Then he can explain about it as well. But also, you know, I mean, a terrific band, wasn't it?
Oh, fantastic guys. Yeah. All brilliant musicians. Yeah. Sound guy was great. I mean, it was just a wonderful show. And I'm glad he had such a nice audience. There was over 1,000 people in there.
Yeah.
You know? As we know how hard it is to get people to come in and see shows, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And as you told me once, he started off with 48 people at one
point. Yeah, in Porthcawl, he was telling me yesterday again, you know, that, you know, how long, you know, it's taken, what, maybe 10 years to, but it shows that hard work and talent, if you can put them both together, then it pays off. You know, I was... I played a little bit of my life at the beginning. But, should we, because he doesn't just sit at the piano. That's the thing. He does. Let's see him sort of like leave the piano now and do a little bit and get the audience involved. He's a showman, isn't he? He's a showman. He knows how to work the audience as well as just entertain them.
Well, yeah, and he's got a great chat, and he's you know, he's got good humour. You know, he puts on a proper show. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's really good. Because, like, as you say, last time I saw him, he sang a Neapolitan song, like a tenor.
Wow.
He didn't put it in last night. No. But then he's had a hard ride. He's been on the road for a long time this time. Been to Ireland and all the place. Palladium he did.
Yeah.
And he did it was 3.5 hours before we got out.
Yes.
So with the interval, he must have done about 3 hours actual singing.
Yeah, which is
a lot on the old vocals. You know what it's like.
Yeah, and then he got obviously the band were multi-talented. You know, they were swapping instruments, and also singing. I mean, the longest time was outstanding, wasn't it? Outstanding. Should we hear a little bit of that?
Go on, let's hear that.
And great, and as well as sort of like singing it properly, they appeared to be having an awful lot of fun between themselves, didn't they? That was wonderful.
It was interesting. He said that he actually went and sang with the actual original band that Billy Joel had in America.
Yeah,
because Billy Joel didn't want to do some particular things. So he said they asked him to do it, which is a real accolade to him, really.
Isn't it just? Yeah, it shows how he's held in esteem. Because he used to do all those other things. He used to do the Terry Wogan sort of like radio TV show where they had guests on every week. So he's played with everybody.
But he used to be MD for that tour of was something in Petticoats, all the 60s music.
Oh, yes.
The
Showboats
and
Petticoats. Yeah, no, he's a very good
thing. He must have done all those arrangements. He obviously taken the Billy Joel arrangements, but he's had to write them all out. You know, he's a very good musician.
Obviously, there were a lot of us there, Johnny, and it was very nice to get a little bit of a mention. Welsh royalty.
That's right. It's only because my name's Tudor, you're all right.
Rod Woodward, you got a bit of a mention. And
your good self.
No, I did. I mean, it's not about me, Johnny. It's not about me at all. But
No, I know.
It's
not about me either. But it's very nice to be mentioned.
It was lovely to be mentioned.
What I like about him as a man is, though, he didn't forget to do that after three-hour show at the end. He said those things. He didn't have to do it, you know what I mean?
No, very generous of spirit, I thought.
He's a lovely bloke. He sent me a message afterwards because I said how much I enjoyed it. Yeah. Oh, thank you, John, for coming, you know.
Yeah.
Very, very humble guy, but what a performer.
Yeah. And then back to the Billy Joel music, because that's, you know, as he says, he's a fan and he enjoys that music so much. And it's a real privilege because, as you say, you know, Billy Joel's coming over one show. I mean, I've seen him live, and he was fantastic. But in a way, he was no better than what I saw last night with Elio. No. You know, because it was different.
He doesn't leave the piano, though, does he, Billy Joel? He stays at the piano.
Yeah. Maybe he played the guitar once, but it was a great show. But it does show off those songs. One of my favourites is "She's Always a Woman to Me," and it just sounded well. Well, let's have a
listen. Did he write the lyrics as well, Billy Joel?
That's the thing about Billy Joel.
Well, I mean, wonderful lyrics. I mean, they're stories.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just messing about. They're a proper story from beginning to end. And when he sang the song to his little girl, you know, about the lullaby. Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful stuff.
Do you know what's interesting about that song? Because I heard that song on a TV program on a Sunday morning. And when I heard it, I just thought, what a fantastic song. But it was sung by somebody else. So I put the person's name in, and the song's called Lullaby, isn't it? And it's a Billy Joel song. No wonder it's so wonderful.
But anyway,
She's Always a Woman to Me. I love that song, and it was lovely to hear that as well. Where does he go next? Because he sold out the Palladium. Wales Millennium Centre is pretty full. He's been on a massive tour. You just hope that it grows and grows and grows, don't you?
Well, he's got to have a break and he's got to go to America then and do it.
That's what I do. Absolutely. Go to Vegas. Do it all night long. Oh, brilliant. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was lovely to see the lovely Olwen as well last night.
Yeah, she was there. She really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
She said, you know, when you think of it, the 30 songs he sang, but Joel's written so many songs, like 90 songs, I think.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah.
All good.
All classics. That was the lovely thing.
Yeah.
And again, as well as being generous with us, he was generous with Billy Joel. Because he kept saying that this is a, you know, this is, he loves this music and he loves the artist, and it's a real privilege. But it was a privilege for us to be there. So, well, till the next time then. Till the next time, Elio. Thank you very much for the invitation. Thanks for being so kind to us, and it was lovely to see you. And the show goes from strength, as you know, the show goes from strength to strength, Johnny, doesn't it? So
that's right, that's right.
There we are. Okay, good.
So stuff. I hope we see you. It won't be for the longest
time. No. Yeah, we must do an Italian restaurant next time. We must all go over there.
Yeah,
bottle of red, bottle of white, and another bottle of red,
bottle of white.
Oh, good stuff. All right, well, for me, it's cheerio, and from Johnny Tudor,
it's goodbye, and hope your voice gets better.
Oh, thank you.
You've got a bad throat.
Got a bad throat. Yeah.
Stan used to say, "You've got a bad throat; it needs cutting."
See you soon. Bye bye. Ta-da.
She hides like a child, but she's always a woman. She can lead you to love and take you on. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. Take what you give her, as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman.